Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 22nd of February 2016, and this is the 309th Moll Out Loud podcast. I've left it rather late to do my podcast, and so I'm doing it during a work session with my sister, Rowena. I'm not quite sure why it got so late today. I think that this morning I've been finding that on Mondays I'm really tired, and I don't know quite what that's about. I certainly don't, you know, go out painting the town red at the weekend, and I got to bed reasonably early. But I have found that by mid-morning I'm really ready for a rest, and so I've been coming back inside, and it only seems to happen on Mondays at the moment, and have a nap for about an hour and a half, and then go back to my writing, go back to my shed, and I have a new lease of life, and I really like that time that I do my writing in the middle of the day. But it does rather move on other things that I would normally do in the early afternoon. So my great decluttering campaign, which I've been doing at 1:30 each day, gets pushed on to about until after 2:00. And so the afternoon starts getting a bit swallowed up. And I also had a much larger slice of decluttering this afternoon, and managed to get rid of 30 books, so that was quite a triumph. So now it is later than I had intended with this, and what I really wanted to talk about today was the planning, which I mentioned on Saturday. I thought that if I had all my projects in sight, I'd be better able to make sure that none of them fell under the radar. And clearly they did a bit today, except I did everything I intended to do in sequence. I just hadn't built in my nap time. And the very simple method that I've brought it down to is to stick a sort of flap in the front of my diary planner, with a list of all the projects that I'm currently working on or engaged with, or things that I want to make sure I'm doing. And that means that I can unflap it when I'm planning each week and just make a space for each of those things in that week. And also for that, on the planning page also, to write the next step of what I need to do for each of those projects. Yesterday I had 2 cancellations of things that I would normally do on a Sunday, and so it gave me this wonderful space to plan in and to work this out. And I really needed that breathing space, and it seems to be something that I'm not very good at providing myself with breathing space. And I realise when I look at my planner now, what I've done is filled it up with all the projects. And so what I really also need is a category called breathing space, which I also schedule in my planner. So that'll be my next task with the planning. Otherwise, I think it's something that will work quite well. I'm really pleased with it. I do hope that whatever projects you've been working on today, that they have been going according to plan, or if they've been going off plan, that has been a creative off plan, and that you are able to do concentrated time on your project, even if it's only for 5 minutes, that there is nothing else that is invading that space. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.